Well, let's start with the special counsel then, Tony, since you brought it up. Congressman Bill Huizinga on the live line. District 4 still, or has there been any other redistricting that I didn't know about?
Not as of yet. The courts haven't weighed in, but let's go with 4 for now, yes.
I would imagine that those Republicans that saw a little of the special counsel's report are all cool with the findings that no charges from the DOJ.
Yeah, well, look, in all honesty, thanks, Tony, for the lead-in, by the way. That's the frustrating thing that many of us feel. It feels like there is a double standard. It feels like there's two tiers of justice on this. And so here's a big difference. This is the guy that was the vice president who does not have the ability, legal ability, to declassify classified material. He willfully, the words of the of Robert Herr, he willfully took those things and shared them. Yet you've got the guy who is legally able to declassify information saying, no, I'm not going to give it to you because I've declassified it, right? So it smacks of what many people are fearing and feeling these days, which is, you've got one system of justice for everyone else and another system of justice if your last name is Trump. And it just, I think it plays into that. Last night I tweeted out, defiant is one of the words to describe it. I would also add, maybe add fiery, but the word I think is most apt to describe what that presser was last night was a train wreck for him. I think it did not play well.
So let's get to something that is a little more bipartisan, and that is the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative Act of 2024. You were part of this yesterday. What were you all hoping to extend?
Yeah, so this is part of our bipartisan effort with the Great Lakes, what we have is two things. One is an authorization of the program is going to be coming up here in the next year or so. So one, we're extending the authorization, meaning it's a recognized federal program. The second battle that we have to do is the funding for it. And at this point, both under the Trump administration, which raised it, and the Biden administration that raised it, we've gotten it up to $475 million a year. That's for the whole entire Great Lakes system. And we would like to see that move to $500 million, M, by the way, not B, M. This is significant for the state and for the ecology and the economy of the entire Great Lakes. And so we've had great bipartisan support on it. We're just going to keep pushing away at this, and we think hopefully we'll be successful.
All right. That is Lakeshore Congressman in District 4 now, technically, though there is some water, so that's why I keep saying it. Bill Huizinga, thank you for that.
I've got Lakeshore. It's just now hauling down to St. Joe Benton Harbor instead of going north up to Ludington. So
good to
still
know.
Plenty of water.
Bill Huizinga, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.